When the fullness of time had come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to ransom those under the law so that we might receive adoption as sons. Such words from St. Paul give us a glimpse of what we are to look forward, especially next as we close the octave of Christmas, namely our baptism and being able to be called sons and daughters of God. Brothers and sisters, on behalf of Father Will, myself, and Father Chris, and the staff of St. Mary's Catholic Center, we want to greet you all a blessed new year, as well as a very Merry Christmas, but as well as a Happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers out there. As we do celebrate this solemnity, our Blessed Mother Mary, Mother of God. And I know my mom is watching, so hi, Mom, out there. Brothers and sisters, may this new year of 2021, there we go, there's some seniors who are here, bring joy, bring hope, bring peace, and above all, bring God's love and mercy upon each of you, as well as we begin anew, beginning anew in hopes of furthering our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. On this solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, we celebrate a woman of great faith, our Blessed Mother, who gave her fiat, her yes, to God in such a fiat forever, forever changed our world. At the Council of Ephesus in 451, the Mother of Jesus was solemnly proclaimed as Mother of God, or Theotokos, acknowledging the Godhead of her Son, Jesus Christ. And under this noble title, she is still honored by many Christians around the world. And today's feast invites us under her motherly care. And we can entrust to her our personal concerns and those of our era, the conflicts and the glaring injustices, as well as the troubles that we are having in this world, especially in peace and fairness in our world at this time. In spite of everything that has happened to all of us, which I don't know, that 2020, I don't remember 2020, I'm just kidding. It was a lot, I know. It was truly a lot this past year. Many sufferings, many pains, but as well as this year, this upcoming year of 2021, there we go, we can enter this new year with a sense of wonder and a sense of trust. Somehow we can share in the spirit of St. Peter at the transfiguration of Christ when he said, Lord, it is wonderful for us to be here. Such wonder and reverence was very typical of our Blessed Mother Mary, our mother in the faith, the first believer in our great Christian family. For at times we hear in sacred scripture that Mary would ponder everything in her heart. She would ponder everything in her heart so as to contemplate and to wonder the marvels of our God. And so we look to our Blessed Mother to imitate this pondering of the Christ child by pondering with our whole being so as to magnify God with our lives and living out our vocations to the full. What is interesting to note is that Mary was also a flesh and blood woman of her time, and a hard-working girl from Nazareth, cheerfully willing to be of service towards others. The Mary from Nazareth, the Mother of God, knew no riches or privileges in her lifetime, and yet she knew herself of no honor, except until that very moment she gave her fiat. She gave her yes to letting God's will be done in her life. Our Blessed Mother humbly surrendered herself to God's love, and our world has forever changed, marked by a strong and simple faith than our Blessed Mother. And as such, we should look to her and her spouse, Saint Joseph, in this upcoming year with great wonder and awe by beholding their child, Jesus, who is just like us except for sin. Therefore, as she saw herself, Mary was the handmaid of the Lord, trusting in providence incarnate and love incarnate, and was forever sustained by the goodness of God, all based on a simple act of trust. In the first four Christian centuries, church writers emphasized Mary's faith rather than her divine motherhood. And as Saint Augustine put it, she conceived Jesus in her heart before conceiving him in her womb. Moreover, she is also venerated as Mother of Good Counsel, and thus Our Lady can be our guide and counselor in the area of faith, especially as we begin this new year with much faith and hope, for Mary truly wants to beget faith in us, to be our mother in faith. And that is why in the Gospel of John she is present at the very beginning and at the very end of Jesus' public life. Moreover, St. John is only one to ever record Mary's presence on Calvary. And as in the terse statement, near the cross of Jesus stood his mother. My brothers and sisters, Mary stood and most certainly probably knelt at the wood of the manger of her beloved son. And she truly knelt at the wood of the cross at the death of her son. Therefore, when all the miracles of Jesus seemed a delusion to many, his mother stood there faithfully to him to his very last breath, still believing in God's power to save our Emmanuel, God with us. Therefore, as we begin this new year of 2021, may all of us ask our Blessed Mother's intercession for us, and may her faith be a true example of a faithful simplicity. For she did not need astounding miracles to believe. She did not need God's miraculous notions, but even more so, to be in awe and wonder, because she simply trusted, but rather she rested on a childlike trust in the mysterious ways of God, our Father. Furthermore, nor did her role as mother cease then, for in his dying hour, Jesus gave it a new focus, when he said to John, "Woman, behold your mother." Therefore, the mother of Jesus will henceforth be the mother of all disciples, sharing with us her strong and simple faith. May our Blessed Mother be with us always, and may she continue to teach us how to return to having a childlike faith in her Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Mary, our Blessed Mother, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Aggie Catholic Homilies. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Be sure to check out our sister podcast, Aggie Catholic Talks, to hear talks from Magnify, Catholicism 101, and more. Thanks, God bless, and gig 'em.